Blog Talk Radio.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all. let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord. Because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy. You are King and Lord of all.
King of kings, we worship You this day. Glory to the King of kings, we worship You this day. Glory to the King of kings.
ahead and lift your voice and worship the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. As we continue to look at prayer, I think some good things that we can look at when we talk about the hour of prayer. We can call it the holy hour. As we look at so many things of that set hour of seeking God's face and knowing that He hears and answers, it means even more. If you remember when our Lord was in the Garden of Gethsemane, and on so many occasions, prayer was His first line of defense, we can put it like that. That 1 hour, a great while before day, He drew aside time to constantly commune. And I think that it's as we see that there is power in prayer, that we have to spend time in prayer in order to really see its value. We can't just pray once in a while, but as we spend that time, we begin to see the real true value of prayer. We see the purpose of prayer, and we understand that because there is purpose in prayer, that as we pray on purpose. It becomes almost, if we could use the terminology, second nature, because as we begin to sit aside that hour, seek God's face, that we begin to see the things that are happening in us and around us, because that's what God is doing. And maybe kind of at first we look and we don't really know the things that are happening around us, but we begin to see that something is happening, and it's because you're praying. And each time that you pray, you begin to see that God is working something out, whether He's working something out on the behalf of others because you prayed, or if He's just literally answering your prayers. And the more specific you are in prayer, the more easily it's to identify the answers to prayer. So many times we pray and we're not specific in our prayers, and so when God is answering, it sort of drifts by until something grips our heart to say, that's the answer to your prayer. So many times I was talking to a friend, in fact, today, and some incidents has happened in her life, and her request was for prayer. She said, she said, could you please join with me in prayer, because a set of circumstances have happened, and she felt as though she was beginning to hate the perpetrators. But as we began to talk, and I was quietly meditating and saying, Lord, what should I say? How should I say it? And the scripture that came to my mind was to love your enemies. And sometimes that's pretty difficult to do, especially when you find yourself in a set of circumstances or situations that seem beyond your control, or you find yourself in situations of betrayal, or you find yourself in situations of rejection and ridicule. And God is saying to forgive and to pray for those perpetrator so that he can bless you, because the blessing comes on you as you bless those who persecute you. The blessing comes on you as you release those who treat you with all kind of injustices. And as we began to look at this, I think that's where a lot of things, as we study the word and spend that time in prayer, reality of God's word becomes uppermost in our hearts, and we begin to see that we have to apply those words of the Lord Jesus Christ, his testimony, in difficult places. We ask the Lord, another example of we ask the Lord to teach us to love, and it seems like the most unbearable, hateful people begin to appear in our lives, and it's just when we're going off the deep end that we realize that the Lord has allowed, filtered through some situations and circumstances so that we can manifest the love of God to the most unlovable, ungodly, non-God-fearing people. And as we call on the Lord Jesus Christ to love through us and to manifest his love through us, we see where we begin to, he reminds us that a soft answer turns away wrath, or he reminds us that our warfare is not against flesh and blood. He reminds us of so many things when he's teaching us those spiritual secrets that you can only get when you go through hard places. He said when you go through the waters, and the waters represent places of difficulty, places that seem unbearable, places that seem that it was ordered specifically for you, but if only it had not found your address, but because it has, as you walk in the love of God, as you continue to give yourself to prayer, as you continue to ask him, ask the Lord the hard questions. If you look in the Old Testament at the different saints, they were always asking God presence. Rachel asked the Lord, what was this disturbance in her belly? What was going on? She needed answers, and God gave her answers. And we see so many times that God is doing something in us and through us, but it's as we realize that this is his plan and purpose, then you begin to flow in what he's doing, that it doesn't, you realize that it's not coming to harm you. It's not coming to wipe you out, because he said that the waters would not overflow you and that the fires would not burn you. And many of you right now may be in the fire may be so hot that it seems like everywhere you turn, you're sweating. Everywhere you turn, you're wiping sweat from your brow because of your test and the circumstances and situations you find yourself in. But recognize, realize that God said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. They will form. They will manifest themselves, but they won't prosper. And as you begin to decree and declare over your life every day that the enemy would come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. It's as we confess the word of God. It's as we decree and declare the word of God. The word says that if we resist the devil, he must flee from us. And so sometimes we have to dig our feet in and resist. Put on the whole armor of God and resist. Push and continue to push, because in pushing and freeing yourself, God is working all things together for your good. And it's as you realize that for this, it says for this purpose, the Lord Jesus Christ was manifested, that he would drive away the works of darkness. And so as you see yourself going through that dark place, as you see yourself going through the changes of life, hard places, difficult places, recognize that God said he would never leave you nor forsake you, that all you have to do is call unto him, and he will answer you and show you great and mighty things. We go back to, can you not watch 1 hour? And I think it's in that hour that you're watching and waiting at the gate. You're a gatekeeper in the house of the Lord, that God will begin to speak and to reveal secrets to you, the secrets of the kingdom. He said he reveals his mind to his prophets. And as you take the time and you're listening attentively, and you're listening so clearly that he says, this is the way, walk ye in it. You have no doubt. You have no questions. You know that God is going through it with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you recognize that as you continue to strengthen yourself in the Lord, that you will continue to see that you're growing, that things are happening, that God is working things out. It is so amazing that as you begin to spend that hour in prayer, you will see mighty things. We're going to take a quick break because our hour of live broadcast is coming to an end, and we will have about 15 more minutes of recording. And we will continue to talk about, could you not pray with me 1 hour? And that 1 hour is the most important hour of the day, because that's the hour that God wants to give you instructions. That's the hour that you have that one-on-one. It's just like that 360 that you have with your boss. It's your 360 with the Lord, and where you're taking the time, and he's able to give you instructions. We'll be right back in just a moment. We're going from our live broadcast, and the remaining 15 minutes we will be broadcasting via tape. So hang in there with me, and we will continue in just a moment.
Thank you.
Let's just prepare our hearts to worship the Lord, because He is worthy of praise, honor, and glory. That we can come before Him and lay down our lives before Him and just lift up our hearts and thank Him. Glory to Your name, Lord God. You alone are worthy.